Afghanistan will have a new president next year. The registration of candidates has already begun. The list of nominees is expected to be very long. This man is the latest candidate. Abdullah Abdullah is a famous politician. He registered himself as a nominee for the top job. But Abdullah is deeply worried about the fairness of this election and is demanding a clean one this time.
We call on the government to treat all candidates equally. We also expect the international community to help us hold a transparent election.
Many here hope incidents similar to the ones that happened during the last election do not happen again. Opposition parties say the previous presidential election in 2009 was marred by massive fraud. But this time, the election process is facing another big challenge, and that is insecurity. It's not easy for these election workers to go and work in other provinces as they do here in Kabul. Violence has already started taking heavy toll on them.
Insecurity is a big challenge for us. We shared this issue with security institutions. We also talked with the president. We've lost several of our workers so far, so we asked them to provide better security for us so that we can hold a nationwide election.
Eyes are also on Afghan President Hamid Karzai. His second term is about to end, but he still has a key job to do, and that is to ensure enough security for the voters.
Democracy is very young in this country, and it seems Afghans have a long way to go in build a real democracy. This political system is facing many challenges here. Foreign interference, unrest, tribalism, ethnic tensions, rampant corruption and drug trafficking are the key ones. Now, will Afghans be able to move forward this time despite all the problems and hold a free and fair election? It's a big question that we do not have an answer for at this stage. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.